One of my favorite titles for St. Dominic is Joyful Friar. Everything that we know about him tells us that he was a man always filled with joy, and not a superficial joy that comes from everything going his way. You know, just won, you know, the lottery, you know, got the house that he always wanted, the car that he always, well, the carriage he always wanted. You know, all the things that in life that are on the surface, and that when we don't get our way, all of a sudden we get very glum. No, this was a joy that was deeply rooted in his heart, and indeed had a supernatural source. It was Dominic knowing at the very core of his being that he was a beloved child of God, and that there was nothing in this world that could take that from him. And I think that is a marvelous example for us to imitate for our patron of our parish, that if we could be like St. Dominic in that regard, be joyful people, you know, people who know that they are loved by God and that no burden in this life, no matter how heavy, can separate us from the love of God. Now, we all know people who are, you know, always smiling, always seem to be happy, and, you know, then there are those that, you know, look like they just sucked a lemon, and, you know, when you ask them, are you happy? Yes, I'm overjoyed. Well, you know, please inform your face. But that it has to, our happiness, our joy has to manifest in the way that we live, in the way that we interact with one another. And again, we need to be in touch with that reality that we are beloved of God. And St. Dominic shows us the way to that too, because he was a man of profound prayer. It was that time in prayer that he spent every day with God that reminded him and rooted him in that reality. And this is something that all Christians need to imitate. All of us, not just priests and religious, need to be people of prayer, need to sit with God in quiet every day. You know, I think it's very telling that when St. Dominic was founding the order, the first part of the order he founded was not the friars, not the ones who were going to go out and be preaching day in and day out. It was the cloistered nuns. It was the women who were to be always rooted in prayer, praying for the friars and the laity and all those that the order ministered to. That reminder that all Christians' life needs to be rooted in prayer. So for us, we need to take time each and every day to put all the distractions, all the stuff, you know, take the buds out of our ears, put the phone away, and find some quiet time to reconnect with God. I mean, I think one of the greatest gifts that this parish has is we've been able to do perpetual adoration for decades, people staying with the Lord. And that's something that should not just be for a segment of the parish, should be for all of us, because all of us, again, need to take time to be reminded and rooted. You know, because I don't know about you, but there are lots of thoughts going in around my head, you know, like a big flock of two-year-olds amped on sugar, trying to get my attention, right? Those need to be kind of put aside and need to focus, Lord, I'm here with you. Lord, I love you. Yes, but what about the grocery shopping? Oh, no, that can stay out there. Oh, what about fixing? Oh, no, car can stay over there. You know, don't spend time beating yourself up for all the distractions that come to your mind. That is a perfect waste of time. Rather, just sit and be silent and be present to the God who loves you. Because it is in that stillness, in that quiet, that each of us, each and every Christian, finds their vocation, finds that call that the Lord gave you at the moment of your baptism. Your call to be His instrument out in the world. But like St. Dominic, may it be always rooted in joy, knowing that you are a beloved daughter, a beloved son of God. And that, like St. Dominic, you can go out and face all of the obstacles, all the things that happened, both good and bad, both, you know, your own mistakes and those of others, and stay focused. As St. Paul told St. Timothy, be self-possessed in every situation. As it were, keep your eyes on the prize, following the call that the Lord has given you, so that all of us will be able to fulfill that call. In his dying days, St. Dominic told the brothers not to worry about his departure, that he would be of better use to them in heaven than he would be on earth. That one who was rooted in praying for others. So again, don't just think that that was for the formal members of the order. That you too can call upon our Holy Father, St. Dominic, to help you to discover, to live your vocation, doing the work of an evangelist out in the world, and doing it as he did, as a Christian, beloved of God, radiating the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ.